Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Bart Rich, who is Director of Brand Management with Mohawk. Bart, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for being with us this morning. So why don't you tell us, what do you do at Mohawk?
Well, I do a lot of different things for Mohawk. I handle a lot of the merchandising, promotions, marketing aspect of all of our brands, which consist of Aladdin, Horizon, Wonderweave, and also on our Kerastan group, along with our Align group as well.
And your focus is primarily on soft surface, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today is because, you know, selling season is about over as far as, you know, all these different road shows that started back in November and ran through to, I think last week, the Alliance Floor Covering in Nashville was, I think, the last one. I know you've been on the road. Hopefully you've come back and reintroduced yourself to your wife. Is that the case?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's always good to get out and meet the customers and go to different parts of the country, but it's always very nice to come back home and get settled back in and start a new year.
Yeah, so how has the reception been? I know, you know, even though the economy's soft right now, you guys have introduced a lot of new programs, and, you know, you'd think some dealers might be say, well, you know, I'm kind of in a wait-and-see mode, but that's not the case, is it?
No, you know, primarily we found a lot of dealers out there willing to make the investment this year. We were very surprised and impressed with the turnouts that we had at all of our shows, and the reception we received from the dealers was very positive. And like I said, we were very surprised at the number of dealers that were definitely willing to invest in our program.
And your goal in meeting with them is to get them to add your new products. And did you have success with that this year?
Absolutely. We rolled out many major focuses for us this year, such as the Smart Living Serona Color Wall, Custom Weave into our Floorskeeps line dealer program, and also Sensationally Soft in our Aladdin PET program as well. So we had a lot of different major focuses, and those have all been extremely successful for us.
Well, I know one of your big pushes this year was your color wall. Have you exceeded your expectations on getting that sold in at retail?
You know, Kemp, we actually have. We were very aggressive when we first started planning this at the beginning of last year as far as the number of placements that we wanted to hit for 2009. And we felt like we had lofty goals, but we felt like we had the dealers to support us. We've definitely met those goals and exceeded them. It's, you know, every single week, even still this week, we're still getting orders for them. So it's been very successful.
Well, can you quantify that in any way, or tell us what's unique about this color wall?
Well, I think what's unique about it is it's a self-serving type of display that allows the customer, it creates the destination in our Serona platform. It creates a destination, a selling system for the retail sales associates to be able to give the customer everything she's looking for. The display contains 8 products with a total of 70 colors. So you've got numerous choices for the customer to make. And the customer, primarily the 80% of the choices that she'll make in the marketplace will be covered by this color wall. And also one of the features that we added to this was self-contained 6x6 samples. So the customer doesn't have to wait if she wants to take it home or a couple of colors to check. They don't have to cut it off or roll. All they have to do is open the middle of the doors, pull out those 6x6s, and take it with them.
Okay. What retail price point are you targeting with this display?
Price point, it could vary. You know, carpet only, you're looking at anywhere between, I would say, $17 to $29 to $30 carpet only, a square yard.
Okay, all right. Well, and some other big news that you guys have had recently is in this buying of the Wear Dated brand from Solutia. Tell us, have your dealers been receptive for you doing that?
You know, they have been. We've had a partnership with Wear Dated for a long time, and then back in, I think it was 2006 or 2005, we struck a strategic alliance with them and with 3M. So we work very closely with Wear Dated. We know what they're about as far as brand in the marketplace with their dealers and the consumer. So we felt comfortable, you know, going forward. And I think the dealers have been very receptive on the purchase of Wear Dated.
All right. Does it mean anything different to them this year?
I think so. I think they realize that it's now it's got a home, mm-hmm. it's got a foundation, it's got a company like Mohawk behind it to support it and to continue to perpetuate the brand that it's built over the years. So I think they feel more comfortable with it, knowing that it's in a place where it's going to just get better over time.
Okay. Let's see what else. I know. Did you go last week up to?
Was it Avalon?
Yeah, Avalon. Did
no,
you
I did not. Okay. No, I did not.
Because I knew that you guys or a group of you guys were talking about this custom weave program that you've sold into Floorscapes, and that also has been very well received, hadn't it?
It has been. What we looked at in the Floorscape side was we needed to define a destination of high-end type products in that footprint that we had within the Floorscapes dealers. And the idea came along with the brand of Custom Weave to bring it in there and change up the displays, change up the cards, give it a new look, give it some great products, and define a high-end area for those aligned dealers. And it's been very well succeeded. That has also exceeded our goals as far as the number of placements we had anticipated. And, you know, glad to say we have just about shipped out all of those, and those are in the installation process as we speak.
Okay. So that fit a price point void, I guess, that you had within your Floorscapes assortment. And it's all branded nylon. It's both wear-dated and Stainmaster, isn't it?
It is, and it definitely filled some of the price points that we needed. Not to mention, it defined that area of high-end within the aligned programs, and I think it was to add, you know, more substance to it, given it branded Stainmaster and wear dated, definitely helped the program as well.
Okay, good. Well, about to run out of time, just want a couple last questions. So, just to catch us at where we are now, you've been out there, you've been on the road for 3 or 4 months, and you've had pretty good sell in with what you've presented to your retailers. They're now in the stage of, I guess, getting this stuff, getting it set up. What are you hearing out there at retail right now?
You know, I'm hearing some optimistic thoughts out there. Absolutely, I think you know we've come from the fourth quarter of 2008 being very down, and starting of 2009 the same way. But I'm hearing some cautious optimism out there in the marketplace that you know they're looking for this selling season to definitely get back on track. And I think we at Mohawk have realized that, put together some great promotions that we're running together with everything else we're rolling out to where we're really ramping up for the selling season and looking forward to getting the sale.
You know, I got to tell you, yesterday we had a couple good news pieces of good news on Floor Daily as far as, you know, maybe some economic positive news. We had, as you know, in the last week the stock market's starting to show a little bit of life, but also the construction permits for housing increased in February, I think 22% over January. So that should be good news.
Yeah, that definitely was good news. The seeing the starts increase after a dismal January,
yeah,
and the negative impact of everything that's been going on with the pessimistic attitude in the marketplace, with the start market rebounding, with the housing starts. You know, we're hoping that this is the beginning of a turnaround for us.
Yeah, me too. We've been talking to Bart Rich. He's Director of Brand Management for Mohawk. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.